gospeljammp3.com.
Upon my witness, Holy Ghost, sit. Scripture says he came like a cloven tongues of fire and sat upon your head. The timid Peter that entered the upper room became bold because the Holy Ghost sat upon him. Scripture says, as Jesus being baptized and praying, the Holy Ghost came in the shape of a dove, sat upon him. My God.
To me, what you did to
What you do to Babalona? Do to me what you did to Marisorulo? Do to me.
Someone was teaching and then the person said, the day you gave your life to Christ, you surrender totally to him. That even if he says, give your last 200 naira to somebody, you don't have to think twice because the life you have is not yours. That sounded harsh to me. Because if you have ever been in that situation where he says, give that 200 to the other person, 200, say that's 200. Like 200. Like it's more, right? But if it's the last one, can you truly give it out? Can you give it out? We must come to that point where our all is what we give to Jesus. All, nothing, nothing, nothing. You're not keeping anything. So you says, I will go to church, I will do this. But you see that boyfriend, I will keep him. Yes, 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 yes. You see that club, I will keep going. You see that sleep, I will sleep it. When he's waking you to pray, you are carrying a nation inside of you and you are sleeping. We have to come to that point where he becomes our all. 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 That's when it makes sense. That's when it makes sense. Our patriarch, they were born just for the gospel to reach us. They gave up their life just for the gospel to reach us. What is my generation doing with the gospel? What? When you are in a keke and he tells you, preach to them, do you do it immediately? It's as simple as saying Jesus loves you, but you know it's very difficult.
Sit on my weakness. 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 Sit on my weakness.
Very soft.
Sit on my weakness, oh.
Hi.
I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours.
You see, the devil is every day contending to own you. He wants to take you from God. So Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, the devil seeks to sip you like wheat, but Peter, I have prayed for you. Jesus prayed for Peter. You know Peter backslided though. He went and started fishing. Imagine that Jesus did not pray for Peter. Who would have led the apostles? Who would have written the scriptures? He did. Just imagine. Please, we are about to leave. But please, can you talk to your lover again? Can you tell him I'm yours? Can you tell him I'm yours?
I'm yours. I'm yours.
Come on, it's very simple. Say,
I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours.